Today we're going to talk about being angry and what we can do when we're angry, and also about how important it is to forgive people. Because sometimes people do something to us and we feel angry, and then we have all these feelings inside of us. But you know what? We want to make ourselves feel better and we want them to feel better, so we have to work on forgiving them, right?
Okay, so look, I found some pictures of angry faces. Can you show me what does your face look like when you become angry? Oh my goodness, that's so fierce. Whoa, look at you. Some of you look like you're turning red. Your teeth are showing. Your eyes are so fierce. Your eyebrows are turning downward. Oh, you're pouting. Oh, those are angry faces. Oh, but wait. I don't want you to be angry. I want you to be happy. I just wanted to see what it looks like. Because you know what it looks like, right? You know what happens to your face when you become angry, or what happens to someone else's face. And then, oh, what happens to the body? Can you think of, it feels weird inside? Does it feel like it's just like going kind of like you took a bottle and you shook it up, right? It kind of goes crazy inside. What do you feel on the inside when you become mad? You feel happy. Oh, I want to learn how to do that. Oh, she's different. Yeah, she's like, I don't understand this topic. Mashallah. If you don't become angry, that is such a gift from Allah for you. Because a lot of people have big emotions, but it's okay to feel big emotions. We just have to learn what to do with them when we feel that way, right? Okay, so those are some angry faces. And then we talked about what makes us angry. So we're going to read this book. It's called How to Deal with Anger the Islamic Way. And this is by Seven Sabils Press. Has anybody read this book before? No? Okay, so that's good. It's a new one. And if you can't see and you want to come closer, you guys can come closer. You can sit over here. You can see. I'm going to hold it like this. But if you're too far there, you can come sit here if it helps you to see better. One Sunday morning, Ellie, the shortest kid in the neighborhood, was outside shooting hoops with his neighbors. Do you guys know what shooting hoops is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Playing basketball.
Hey, shorty, I bet you can't block my shot, teased Tommy. That's very rude, right? What does it mean to call someone a shorty? Exactly. People are different heights, and he's making fun of someone who's shorter. You know what? I was always the shortest in my class, but I played basketball, and that was fine. I was able to play just fine. So this is Tommy, who lived opposite him. So I think this is Ali. See? Oh, he's already sweating. He's working so hard to catch the ball. Can you see? You see him playing basketball? Tommy aimed at the net and threw the ball. Although Ali jumped as high as he could, the ball went over his head and into the hoop. Everyone around him started to laugh. Uh-oh. He's turning angry? What's happening to him? Can you see the? It's like smoke coming out of his ears? Look at his face. What color did it become?
Red.
Look at his teeth. He's like clenching his teeth. And his eyebrows are down. He's like, ah! And it says, grr. Can you guys do that?
Grr.
Oh, he's angry, right? Ellie's face turned red with anger. He clenched his fist. This is your fist. And he clenched his fist and felt as if he was going to explode. Oh my gosh. Did you ever feel that way?
Millions of times.
Millions of times? Oh, man. So you know exactly how Ali feels right now, right? Okay, let's see what he does. Without thinking, Ali marched over to Tommy and pushed him to the ground. Uh-oh. Do you think he did something good?
No.
Oh, man. Ouch! My knee hurts, cried Tommy. Look, now he's crying. How do you think he feels now?
Sad.
He feels sad. He just got hurt, right? Oh, no. Ali's elder brother, Yusuf, saw what happened and pulled Ali to the side. He said, "Hey, come over here with me. I can see why you're angry, and it's okay to feel that way," said Yusuf. "But it's never okay to hurt others. You must apologize." Oh, my goodness. Look at his face. Is he still angry?
More angry.
He's even more angry? Did he feel better after he pushed Tommy?
No.
No, that didn't make him feel better. So his brother is trying to help him. Sometimes when we become angry, do we need someone to help us?
Yeah.
To help us calm down?
Yeah.
And when someone's angry, is it easy to go and apologize?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when people get angry too much, they get in trouble and they go to the principal's office or they have to talk to their teacher or to their parents. Yeah. Sometimes people become angry. And anger is a part of just being human, right? And it's okay to get angry, but we just have to learn what to do when we do become angry.
Ali's heartbeat became faster and his breathing heavier. See, if someone's getting angry, it affects their whole body, right? Feeling angry and confused, he ran back into the house and up into his bedroom. In the bedroom, Ali paced up and down. His palms were sweating. Just then, there was a knock on the door. "Ali, are you all right?" asked Yusuf. Ali shook his head. Look what a kind brother he has. His brother sees that he's angry and he wants to help him. But Ali doesn't know what to do. He's so angry. He doesn't know what to do with his anger. "Here, take a seat," said Yusuf as he pulled out a chair. Ali sat down and his breathing got easier. But still, he could not shake off the anger in him. "Our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advised us to sit when we are angry and to lie down if the anger remains," Yusuf added. "Why don't you lie down on the bed instead?" So look, first, Ali was so angry and he's like walking around. And then his brother says, "Why don't you sit down?" So then he sits down. And he starts just breathing. And then his brother sees he's still kind of angry. So he says, "Why don't you lie down?" So then he lies on his bed. After Yusuf left the room, Ali lay on the bed with his hands by his side and closed his eyes. What's he doing now?
He's breathing.
He's breathing, sleeping, or just resting. He's taking a break, right? Is it important to take a break? Especially when we have all of these feelings, we really need to take a break, right? So that's what he's doing. He's making a good choice. He could hear his breathing and feel his chest rising up and down. Okay, I want you all, as you're just sitting there, just close your eyes and see if you can breathe and just, can you hear your heart beating? Take a deep breath through your nose and out your mouth and feel your breathing and your heart. Can you feel your body? Take three deep breaths. Go like this. One, two, three. Do you feel calm? After you take three deep breaths, does that help you feel calm?
Yeah.
Yes. Not at all. Some people, they have to do other things. But that's what's important is is learning different things that help us when we feel certain emotions, right? Okay, so after a few minutes, his heart rate returned to normal and the anger in him disappeared. A while later, Ali went down to the living room to watch television. He found his cute little baby sister. Look at her. She's playing with his toy. But Aisha was playing with his favorite fire truck toy, and one of the wheels had fallen off. Oh, no. How do you think he's feeling now?
Super duper angry.
Super Cooper duper angry. Why is he angry now? His little sister broke his favorite toy? Yes? Is that why he's angry now? Oh, no. Now look at his face. Look, he was so calm, and then he went back downstairs, and now he's feeling that way again. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Now look at his face. Do you see that? Do you see his face? Now the smoke is coming out of his nose. Before it was out of his ears, now it's his nose. All kinds of things are happening to this poor little boy's body, huh? Suddenly, Ali felt his nostrils flaring. He snatched the toy truck from Aisha, which caused her to burst out in tears. Wah, 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 wah. Arr! Screamed Ali as he threw the toy truck to the floor. Astaghfirullah, gasped Ali's mother. Son, whenever you feel angry, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Can you guys say that? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Usually, Ali would simply sulk in anger, but there was something in those words that soothed his heart. Ali took a deep breath and slowly repeated the phrase aloud. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's right, my dear. It means I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, explained Ali's mother. The thought of shaitan being so far away made Ali feel so much calmer. You know what it means to seek refuge? When it says, I seek refuge with Allah, you know, sometimes maybe you're feeling scared and you want to go to a place where you feel safe, right? Where's a place that you feel safe? At home. You feel safe at home, right? Now, being with Allah is a way of getting safe, right? Of feeling safe with the safety of Allah. So when we say, I seek refuge with Allah, means I'm turning to Allah for Allah to make me feel safe, right? So that's one thing we can say when we're angry. Later that afternoon, the family gathered at the dining table. But before Ali could take a bite of his lunch, his father said, Ali, you have to apologize to Tommy. Remember Tommy? Yeah. The boy at the beginning who he pushed and he hurt his knee? So now the dad is saying, you need to go out and say I'm sorry. The thought of Tommy teasing him caused Ali's ears to turn red. No way, roared Ali as he stomped his feet. Son, you look as if there's a fire within you, said Ali's father. You know what? Let's go make wudu. What do we use when we're making wudu? What do we use? We use water, right? We wash, we put water on our face, we put water on our arms. And you know, when you have a fire, how do you want to put the fire out?
Water.
If you put water on a fire, it puts the fire out, right? And then that smoke, you just see the smoke go away. So it's almost like he has a fire inside of him and he needs to put water on the fire to put the fire out, right? So our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to make wudu when we are angry. Ali's father explained, the water will put out the fire in us. Subhanallah. As Ali performed his wudu, he imagined his fire truck toy spraying water at him on a hot summer day. Is that what you do when you're hot in the summer? You go splash in water? When you're hot, and sometimes when we're angry, we become hot, it helps us to cool down, right? When he was done, Ali felt refreshed, and his mind became clearer too. So now he's feeling a little bit better. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, said Ali aloud. Mashallah! That's exactly how our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would choose to react if he was angry, said Ali's mother. He was always slow to anger and quick to forgive. Do you know what it means to be slow to anger? Yes. Yeah, you don't become angry fast, right? It takes you some time to become angry. And if you are quick to forgive, means if somebody did something wrong and it made you angry, that you will forgive them quickly. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't become angry quickly and he forgave quickly. Ali remained silent. Deep down, he wanted to be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tommy hurt my feelings, but I forgive him, announced Ali. It was also wrong of me to lose my temper. I shouldn't have hurt Tommy, throw my toy truck, or raise my voice. I will apologize to Tommy, and I hope he will forgive me too. Alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of you for following the sunnah, said Ali's father. As Ali walked over to Tommy's house, he felt light as a feather. He was no longer feeling angry. But above all, Ali was glad that he had learned how to deal with his anger the Islamic way. The end. And here it says, a moment of patience and a moment of anger prevents 1,000 moments of regret. Sometimes when we're angry, maybe we say things or we do things that later we feel bad about. So it's better to be patient and not get angry, right? Inshallah. Okay, let's see. What do we have next here? Okay, so in this book, we talked about what we do when we become angry. So I made it like this little picture to remember. Do you know what letter this is? A W, okay? A W has three points at the top, right? What does the word wudu start with? W, right? Wudu. And at the top of those, we're going to work on safety with Allah. Can you make a W? To make a W like this. The first one is we're going to turn to Allah. We feel safe with Allah, right? We can say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's the first S up here on this first W. You can see it on the picture. It's kind of far for you guys to see. Then the next one is we're going to sit. So we have an S here for safety with Allah. Then we're going to sit. And the third one is to remain silent. These are the four things. So what was the first one? Safety with Allah. Turn to Allah. Become safe with Allah. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then, yeah, you want to say it? Good. Then we can sit or we can lie down. We can stay silent. Means that we're not going to say anything. We're going to keep our angry words inside of us instead of saying all these bad things. And then we can make wudu, and the water will help us to wash away all the heat from our bodies, right? When we become angry. So, I came up with a little song, because sometimes it's easy to remember songs, right? And then we can, and it's so small, you can't see it very good. Okay, But this song, inshallah, will help you to remember what you can do when you're angry, okay? So it goes like this. I'm angry, so angry. I want to scream out loud and shout, shout, shout. I'm angry, so angry. I'm burning up inside, blood pressure's rising high. But I turn to Allah instead. Sit down or lie on my bed. Keep all my words in my mouth. Take a break and calm myself. Water puts my fire out. I no longer want to shout. I'm feeling better, yes, it's true. I controlled my anger, and so can you. Okay? Yeah? Can you remember that?
Yeah.
When you're angry, those are some of the things you can do to help you control your anger and make you feel better. Okay, so also, parents, there's a song from Zain Bika on YouTube called The Anger Song. So if you have a kid who could benefit from listening to that, we all have big emotions. Maybe us parents can benefit from these songs too. It's called The Anger Song by Zain Bika. I didn't have that here to show it to you guys because we'd have to watch it. So maybe if your parents want to put that on for you, you can remind them when you go home and you can say, can I see the anger song? Okay. What was that? Yeah. You get, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Being angry is okay. It's part of being a person. We're human, right? We're not like the angels. The angels never get angry. We're just human. And so we have these big emotions, but we can learn what to do with them, right? And guess what? Do you think that anger is sometimes a good emotion to have?
Maybe.
Oh, wow, mashallah. If you never felt anger, you wouldn't know the opposite, which is feeling calm. Wow, mashallah, that is such a good way to think about that, right? It makes you appreciate when you are calm because you know what it feels like, how bad you feel when you're angry, right? Wow, mashallah, you did such a good job explaining that. That's absolutely true. If we've never felt anger, we don't know what the opposite feels like. So anger can be a good emotion to know what it feels like, right? Do you think of any time that maybe feeling angry has been good? What do you think? Oh, you find new ways to help him. MashaAllah, you're such a good sister that you want to help yourself and you want to help your brother so that you guys can be nice to each other and kind to each other and love each other. Okay, so I have a question. So if you saw somebody else doing something wrong, like saying a bad word or hurting an animal or a person or destroying a building, how do you think that would make you feel? Angry? So it's important when you're angry to let people know that you don't like what they're doing, right? And when the emotion of anger, sometimes we see somebody doing something wrong, and that feeling of anger is what is going to help us to speak out, right? We're going to say, hey, don't draw on the walls at the masjid. That's wrong. Don't hurt that person. That's wrong. Don't be a bully. That's wrong. If I didn't feel the emotion of anger, I wouldn't stand up in moments like that, right? So anger can be a good emotion if we know how to use it, right?
If you don't know how to control, then it's not.
Exactly. It's when it goes out of control that it's a bad thing, right? We just have to learn how to control our emotions, because Allah gave us these emotions, right? And we just have to learn what to do. And the best person that we look to learn from of how to learn how to control our emotions is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Okay, I'll take your questions at the end. Is that okay? I just want to read this book. Okay, this is called Let It Go, Learning the Lesson of Forgiveness by Naima B. Robert and Mufti Menk. So there's a poem at the beginning. It says, life isn't always easy, even when you're small. You may feel angry or hurt or sad. We're only human after all. But if you can be just like a tree, firmly rooted in your faith. See, like a tree has strong roots and it stays still, right? And always turn to the Almighty. Who's the Almighty?
Allah.
Allah. With every trial you face, you will go through life with a hopeful heart, aware of all you do, to be forgiving, patient, sincere, and kind. That's my dua for you. That's my dua for you too, and for me, and for everybody, inshallah. It's morning. So many wonderful things to do. So many wonderful things to see. When I wake up, I fill my cup. A new day is waiting for me. Soon it's time for breakfast, the meal I love the most. But my sister gets there before me and eats the last piece of toast. Uh-oh. Do you think she wanted the toast? Is there any left for her? Oh, no, there's not. How do you feel when things don't go your way? Would that kind of make you upset if you went to you were so excited to get the toast, but then it was all gone? You went to get some breakfast, but then there was no more left? Yes. Allow, I'm sorry, to make it better and let it go. But I don't want to let go. I want to hold on. My heart feels heavy. You need a nap? My heart feels heavy as the day goes on. So look, the whole day she's thinking about how she didn't get that toast. And she's upset about that. She's upset her sister took the last piece of toast. At school, my friends are busy making up a brand new game. But there isn't any space for me. They don't even call my name. How do you feel when you get left out? Sometimes we feel sad, angry. Allow, I don't know, to make it better and let it go. But I don't want to let go. I want to hold on. My heart gets heavier as the day goes on. Sometimes we feel these emotions and then we just keep piling them on and on and on. And we're holding all of these different emotions for the whole day. After school, my neighbor comes over. We play football out on the lawn, but he kicks it too far. Here comes a car, a pop. My ball is gone. Oh no, how would you feel if your ball popped in the street? So upset. It says, how do you feel when someone makes a mistake and you lose something you really like? So you'd feel upset. Allow, I didn't mean it, to make it better and let it go. Sometimes people don't mean to make a mistake, right? That's why it's called a mistake. They didn't do it on purpose. Yeah? Do you notice that? His bag is getting heavier. Look at the beginning. That's a good thing to pay attention to. So look, at the beginning was a small bag. And then now he's upset because of this thing. And then upset because of this thing. And look how the bag just keeps heavier and heavier. Oh, goodness. It says, but I don't want to let go. I want to hold on.
My heart gets heavier as the day goes on. So this is kind of like the heaviness that he's feeling in his heart, right? At supper, I'm telling the story of the terrible day I've had, but all my big brother does is laugh, which makes me feel so bad. How do you feel when someone makes fun of you? The bag is bigger. Do you see that? Oh no, now his brother made fun of him and he feels even worse. You would feel much more angry? Yeah. You are absolutely right. That bag just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? More and more feelings inside. It says, allow, will you forgive me to make it better and let it go? But I don't want to let go. I want to hold on. My heart feels even heavier as time goes on. Because sometimes when we feel all these feelings, we don't know what to do, right? We don't know how to make ourselves feel better. It's even, oh, look how huge his bag is now. At bedtime, I pick on my sister. And then she starts to cry. I didn't really mean to hurt her. I'm upset and I don't know why. Raise your hand if you've ever felt upset and you don't even know why you're upset anymore. Yeah? You? Sometimes so many things have happened and they make us feel bad and then we don't even know why we're upset, right? So that's happened to you before. It says, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't know. Will you forgive me? And look, he's just sitting here sad with his heavy bag full of all of his feelings, his big emotions. Oh no, he looks so sad. Lights out, and I start to think. The day's events run through my mind. I search for a reason, a wisdom, and this is what I find. Not everyone is nice and kind and makes us feel good always, but there's one thing I know for sure. We can all make mistakes some days. Do we make mistakes? Do each one of us make mistakes? Do we make mistakes and it makes other people mad? Of course, we make other people mad. Other people make us mad. That's just part of being human. But when we are feeling angry, we have to learn how to deal with our emotions. And then, look, he let go of his bag, right? And forgiving is not a weakness. So then, when we feel all these feelings towards people, because this person made me angry, and that person made me angry, and they did this, and I'm angry, and I'm mad at you, and I'm mad at... And then, what do we have to do? We have to forgive them, right? We have to forgive. And it says here, forgiving is not a weakness. It doesn't mean you're weak if you forgive. It means you're strong. That you can say, it's okay, I forgive you. It takes a strong person to let go. I feel my heart getting lighter as I consider what I now know. Forgiving is like taking off a heavy bag that I've been carrying all day long. And so I let it go. Astaghfirullah. Tomorrow is a new day. Alhamdulillah. Always sleep with a clean heart. See, now he wants to go to bed, and everybody who did something wrong to him, he said, oh, I forgive that person. I forgive that other person. Oh, it's okay. They made a mistake. And he's going to bed with a clean heart and a peaceful heart. Erase the bad that happened in that day. Forgive those who have hurt you. Repent and remember him always. Good night, little one. It's not nighttime. Good morning. Yes?
Exactly. You were right. We should never draw on the walls. Yeah? But now you can maybe teach him, since you know it's not right, right? Because that's what big brothers are for. That's what big sisters are for. We can help our younger brothers or younger sisters to learn what is right, because now we know, right? Okay, so here are some verses and hadith about forgiveness for you to think about. It says, and seek forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah is ever forgiving and merciful. And ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to him. Indeed, my Lord is merciful and affectionate. So Allah is the most forgiving. Did you know that? Did you know that Allah is the most forgiving? You didn't know that? Let's see. Oh, here, let me read this one. So there was a man who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, can you give me some advice? Like, do you know what advice is? It means like, can you give me some tips so I can be a better person? And you know that story? And you know what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him? He said, don't become angry. And then the man said, okay, after that, what else? Give me some more tips. He wanted to know more things. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, don't become angry. And then the man asked again, and he said again, don't become angry. So doesn't that show us how important it is that we control our anger? Right? That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the man came and asked for advice, he kept repeating this because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows how hard that is, right? As humans, how hard it can be to control our anger. But it's such an important thing that we all learn. And you know what? You kids are not the only ones. Even us adults have to learn to control our anger because we become angry too, because we're human, right? And we're all working on that. So inshallah, may Allah make it easy for all of us to control our anger. Amen. She says she's teaching her little brother how to behave in the masjid and to not become angry. Mashallah, give me a high five. That's amazing. What a good sister you are. Mashallah. I wish I had a big sister like you. I don't have a big sister. I only have a little one. Yeah, I even have a little sister. And I have a big brother, though. You always say the funniest things. Okay. I think we're good. Maybe those can be saved for the next time.